Abuki, you will help me. I thank it to you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, it goes this way. Ewaban, ayo, ayo. Ewabami, ayo, ayo. Ewabami, ayo, ayo. Jesu mi tofu mi, ayo, ayo. Hallelujah. Ewabami, ayo, ayo.
How God can give a song to Sister Blessing in Yoruba. So it can be translated this way.
Yes. Okay, so what the Lord gave to Sister Blessing is actually a message for all of us.
And for her first.
And for her first. Now, the full song is Yayo. Ewabami Yayo. Come and rejoice with me.
Hallelujah.
Jesu mi tifumi layo. Ayo. And it's so apt for this.
Sorry,
time.
I don't know if I can modify the way they do it. Jesu mi tofumi
layo.
Mayo. It's my God that
gave me joy. I will rejoice. Amen. So before we go, just as Sister Blessing was bringing that song, two verses of the scripture came to me. And I want everybody here to please take it to heart. Most of the things you will see happen today, the 11th of October 2020, will not be ordinary. So you have to be attentive to the message of the word that was coming to Chidera and Viola. To the time you walk in here, it's not going to be odd. It will be exceptional. It will be awesome. But you must pay attention. You must be ready to hear the Lord. So when Sister Blessing came up with that word, he's saying to you, the rest of this year, it shall be joy to you.
Amen.
Amen.
You will not need to rejoice just for other people. Amen. You will rejoice also.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So everything that will take place here, please let's take it to heart. What she came up with and what she said is the mind of the Father to his children. So let's take it very seriously. So the two scriptures that came to me is number one, Isaiah 58 verse 14. Yes, ma'am, please. Yes. Hallelujah. Isaiah 58 verse 14. It says, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Who is going to delight himself in the Lord? Do you know what it means to delight yourself in the Lord? It's a life, you know, you live it. It's not head knowledge. You have to live it. One thing that is common and that characterizes us is that we have understanding of the spiritual, but we need to start from having understanding of the physical. We need to begin to walk in the, to translate what you have learned and know in the walk with God. It's a different thing. Because I can speak the language of the angels, but if I cannot translate it to my walk with God, it's a problem. So I want to be able to walk with God. So that's number one. You will delight yourself in the Lord. And what did he say about the next one? And who spoke it?
The mouth of the Lord.
Who is the Lord to you? The Bible says that it's the Lord that is mighty in what?
Battle.
It said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Everlasting doors are the doors that are kept by the old kindred and the old soldiers. The day I was taken away from them, they can't even remember my name. That's when they gather, they don't remember that there was one family. My name is no longer in their mouth. And I'm not talking stories. It's what I live. Sister Lola, Tinuade, we all came out of such. They don't remember our names.
Amen.
They do gather, but we are not, because we don't belong to the same family anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One of those things I desire was I will not die suddenly. I will not die the death, a violent death. I drive a lot, and when I'm on the steering, depending on the condition, I adjust myself. I've done 160, 170. Waiting now. That was when the blood of single man faculty was running in my blood. I had no family. I'm alone. I'm in my world. I just enter my Santana. I just take off from Gerard Road to Ogudu. That was single man faculty. If I died like that, I would be a loss to the kingdom of God. Don't do it. You know, in this part of the world, everything is by law. They put speed limit there, 60. Do 60. It's for your own good. Forget the fact that they've done a car that can do 60 in 3 seconds. It's their problem. They know you can't use it on this road. So delight yourself in the Lord. Keep the word of the Lord and you will live. Don't have head knowledge alone. Leave the word of God. Literally take the word of God. Take it. Say, he that keepeth thee, do not do what? Do you believe it?
Yes.
Leave the word of God. It will do you good. It's doing me good.
Oh, yes.
It's doing me good. I don't need to say it, but I've gone through a lot. This woman here knows some of it. But the one that knows most is seated there. But I'm still standing.
Hallelujah.
And I will continue to stand.
Amen.
Now let's go to Psalm. So the second scripture that we just look at. Similar to Isaiah. Psalm 37 verse 4. All these things are not put together for fun. They are very instructive. You know. When I was 18 years old, if you had told me that I would be in Canada, I would tell you that you are, let's leave that one. Let's live in Nigeria. When I was 25, marriage was not in my mind because I was still struggling. I don't even know what will become of me. When I was 27, then God opened a job for us. And I entered Coke. I said, okay, it's like life is going to get better. Brethren, I'm telling you, if you are under 30 in this place, or you are 35, and there are things you should have done and you have not done it, delight yourself in the Lord. Don't be speaking the language that you cannot yet understand, though. Speak the one that you can understand now. One of the things we can understand now is that Chidera proposed to Beulah. Beulah accepted it, and they are married. Isn't that so? Would they ride car in heaven? Is there an Audi in heaven? What are you talking? Know the one that is there. And use the one in heaven to make you better. You understand me? Are we all together?
Yes,
you know when Brother Sam was talking, he said, there is a lot of battle this church has fought. The church will still fight some battle. Because if one day their son or their daughter want to marry you, that son or daughter is about to be snatched from the pit of hell. They will fight again. See, these people, we thought they are done. They are taking our daughters and sons again. But you don't even need to go out. In Israel, there are beautiful mistresses. You don't need to go out. Okay, what you are looking for in a far land is right away in your house, in your pocket. Okay, literally, Sokoto is another state in Nigeria. But what you are going to Sokoto is where? Am I wearing my pants?
Yes, sir.
My pants has what? So pocket in Yoruba is Apo. So what you are looking for in 10 miles, 10, is already in, with you. With you,
yes.
With you around here. If you are under 35, stand up. I increase the bar by 5. If you are under 35, stand up. I don't mean those who are under 10. No. If you are under 35, stand up. No. Chidera. Please sit down, Jerry. You know, there are things that some people will take senior you. It's not by age, yo. It's not by age, yo.
Marriage is honorable.
And the bed on the fire. So please, look around you. Look around you. Just look around. Look around.
See the spirit.
Please, don't close your eyes. Sister Sandra. Sister Sandra, your ministry has just started.
Yes.
Sister Jinande, your ministry has started too. Delight yourself in the Lord. Also in the Lord. Also in many things that you want to delight yourself in. Delight yourself in the Lord. And he shall give thee. He shall give thee what? He shall give thee what? Do you know such a man that received the desires of his heart in the Bible? You know Zechariah. The Bible says that Zechariah was doing what God has committed into his hand. He was no longer disturbing God. If you don't give me this child, I will not serve you again. I will not come here again. No. He was just doing God's bid. And the Lord visited him. In this church, there will be many more marriages.
In Jesus'
name. Many.
Amen. My children too will get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, spiritual and physical, you will get married. Let me tell you something. You are not going anywhere. We are in this journey together. If I need to go into fasting, I will fast. If I need to do dry fast, I will do it. I don't need somebody to pick me. I will do it. They don't know where we are coming from. If you need to fast, dangerous fasting, I will do it. But as for you guys, we are going, no, we are in this journey together. In this journey together. The Lord will drop that desire in your heart.
Amen.
You will not, you don't need to go to Syria. to Egypt, to Philistine, to Jericho, in Jerusalem, in the daughters of Zion, the sons of Zion, they are waiting. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The prayer for marriage is not the one you close your eyes to pray. You know, this one is watch and pray. You know, there's a prayer of watch and pray. Now, when you pray for marriage, it's not closing. You say, watch and pray. You pray. Is she Lord? People look at a brother went and preached somewhere. And he was invited to preach. Please don't put this one on this. He was invited to preach, and a young damsel came in. And immediately, there was a connection. And he said, is she Lord? And people say, oh, what a powerful tongue. Is she Lord? Don't speak to that servant. Is she Lord? And people say, what a powerful tongue. Is she Lord? 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 They are all happily married today. Praise the Lord. So please open your eyes well. We want to celebrate many marriages here. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And we are praying for it. You can never miss it. You can never miss it. So don't think, I'm trying to. You can never miss it. Because you are standing on a pedestal. Hallelujah. That is very strong.
Amen.
You can never miss it. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Right, please come.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you thanks. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you for the privilege of our gathering unto you. For this beautiful sacrifice, for which you've been smelling sweet incense, and we have been receiving the grandeur of your presence. It's all about Jesus. Father, we thank you. Speak to us. Open our eyes. Help us, O God, to catch the vision of your wondrous works and to behold your face and to continually enjoy your presence, to know you, the only wise God. Yes. To know you, the only true God. To lay hold firmly upon eternal life. Father, thank you. Glory, honor, and majesty, let it be ascribed to you and you alone. As your word comes to us with power and authority, with grace unlimited, with joy unspeakable.
Hallelujah.
And full of glory. Let your name be magnified. Let your name be glorified. Our prayer is with thanksgiving. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Shall we turn in the scriptures to the book of Psalms 105. Hallelujah. From verses 37 to 43, I'll read. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. Hallelujah. He brought forth his people with joy. Remember the song that came by Revelation? He brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. Glory to God in the highest. We'll title this word, The Silver, the Gold, and the Tribes. The Silver, the Gold, and the Tribes. Now, we see exactly here the demonstration of the power of God unto his people when he brings them out. And we look forward to come into the light of this status. Now, by the grace of God, the Lord will increase in us capacity unlimited.
Amen.
Capacity unlimited.
Amen.
Because when God does a thing, he does it well. We know silver speaks of redemption. We know gold speaks of the divine nature of God. And we know that tribes speak of the anointing of God upon his chosen. The corporate anointing upon his chosen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when as God is bringing us out from bondage, as he has brought us out, now, this is the mind of God, and we have to measure whether we meet with the mind of God in this journey. When God delivers anyone, just as everyone seated here is delivered, you know what God brought you out with? With silver. He brought you out with gold. Then he put you in a tribe.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when he did that, the scripture records that there was no one feeble amongst what? The tribes. Now, you have to be in the tribe not to be feeble.
Yes.
You have to be in the tribe not to be feeble. Now, the elements of silver, gold, We know in the material that they are priceless ornaments. In the literal, God did it when they were leaving Egypt. He said, go and borrow from your neighbors. Go and borrow. Now, it was a prophetic statement. Go and borrow. Go and get. And the people received favor from the Egyptians. They had abundance of silver and abundance of gold. If you read it in the New Living Translation, that line of verse 37, Psalm 105, said, much silver, much gold they had. So in your journey, now look at your journey. Everyone is in a journey. And what is the journey to? Our journey is to the Father. We are redeemed, we begin a journey, and that journey is to the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when, at any time, a journey begins, God must of necessity equip his own. Now, the equipment comes to the extent that we are supposed to stay as people who will never be feeble. Never be feeble. And when I read this, I ask God for help. For there was not one feeble person amongst their tribes. But what do we get in the reality as it will appear today? People are sick. People meet with shame. They meet with challenges. They meet with difficulties. People are not living up to this estate. The redeemed, I mean those who let the redeemed of the Lord say so, the Bible says. Now, we have to say this. Coming to this estate, as I speak to you, brethren, I speak to myself that in my walk to the Father, there'll be no one day I will be feeble.
Amen. Amen.
And I must stay within the tribes.
Amen.
I must stay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, when we talk about silver, I'll be quick because of the limitation of time. When we talk about silver and gold, we look into these meanings that they convey. For everything that answereth to justification is silver. The justification in your faith. Anything that answereth to the glorification, your glorification, my glorification, is gold. That's the nature of God. Now, silver also, number two, silver also speaks of death to self. Gold speaks of the resurrection. You die to self. You resurrect to live the good life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And in the resurrection, according to the book of Luke chapter 17, in the manner and shape in which we walk this light. The Bible says there was none feeble. Amen.
Amen.
None feeble amongst the tribes. In the manner we walk, we are choosing each day what type of resurrection we are going to partake of. Jesus, speaking about the resurrection, he said, you remember, he said, in the days of Lot. You have the Lot resurrection. Amen. Now, on that day, as soon as Lot left Sodom, you know, then judgment reigned. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And we know the story about Lot and all that. That is not the perfect example of the kind of resurrection I would want. Then, in the days of Noah, what? Entered the ark. Lot left Sodom. I want to enter the ark. Praise the name of the Lord. I desire the entry into the ark, into the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when we're talking of gold, we're talking of the resurrection. There is a resurrection. There is a resurrection. Amen. Number three, silver speaks of the priestly role. And gold speaks of the kingly role. Number four, silver worketh character in us. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30. Then gold works in us the nature of the divine, the nature of God. And what is God's nature? Concerning gold, our walk in gold, our walk in the divine. Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. Amen. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know it all. He said, he that overcometh does what? Shall inherit what? All things. That's walking in that nature. Now, there have been revelations, you know, in Book of Revelation chapter 3, chapter 2, when God was speaking to the churches, he that overcometh, I'll give you a new name, I will do this, he overcome. But to the one that overcomes, is not just a particular investment God makes in you, but he makes an investment word of what? All things. So, now, the context of this message is this. You and I have plenty of silver, plenty of gold in this journey. But why is it not maintained all the time? Why is it not maintained? Why is my silver not shining all the time? Why is my gold not shining all the time? Of course, it should shine. And that's why God said, there was none feeble amongst their tribes. Now, this is the mind of God concerning redemption. When any man is redeemed, this is his mind. This is the mind that God expects us to walk in. So I begin to look at the word of God, look at my present reality, and see if it matches. If it doesn't match, I make adjustments. Adjustments in the spirit. Amen. That's why God said, you know, he makes adjustments for us. In the book of Malachi chapter 3, what kind of pure adjustment does God make for us? Can we have it on the scripture? Malachi 3:3. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what God is going to do.
Hallelujah.
And he shall sit as what? Now we have to allow God to do what? To sit. Now this silver and this gold that God has given us, we are expected to submit to God so that he will do what? He will sit as what? A refiner and a purifier of what? Silver. And he shall purify us, the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they do what? Hallelujah.
Amen.
There has to be a continuous maintenance of offering unto God an offering what? In righteousness. Giving, brethren, giving. We have much silver is given, we have what? Much gold. Now, with those entities we have received, we should come into the house of God in our various tribings, in our various tribes. Hallelujah. And bring forth a corporate worship unto God so that iron begins to sharpen iron. So that as we meet in his presence, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? All sins. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, we also have to have what? A mindset. A mindset. The mindset in each of us has to be changed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Zechariah chapter 6 verse 11. So Lord, change my mind. Let my mind be renewed. Hallelujah. Be transformed in the name of Jesus. He says here, take silver and gold and do what? Make crowns. And set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest. Take redemption. All that answers to redemption. Take everything that answers to the mindset of the divine, of holiness. He said, make crowns. Make crowns. And put it what? On the head. So upon my head, spiritually, Oh God, help me to wear continuously the crown of silver and the crown of gold. That changes my mindset. That gives me an affirmative mind in the spirit to begin to walk in the manner in which God has called you and I. Hallelujah. God has called us with plentiful things. Now, these are things that the Lord gave us in the journey. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's make it 9 and 10. 9 and 10. Can you? Yeah. Okay. All right. 9 and 10. It says, talking about God, who had done, did what? Saved us. And called us with what? An holy calling. Not according to our works. You and I did nothing. Nothing. Not according to your abilities. Not according to your personality. Not according to anything you and I have. But he called us. But how did God call us? According to his own purpose. Which we see here. That none of us will be feeble in this journey. According to his purpose and grace, which was what? Given us where? Christ. When? Do you mean that? Before the world began, God knew you, Lawrence. God knew you, Sister Lola. God knows everyone here before the world began. It's a gift. So the silver is a gift. The gold is a gift. Hallelujah. Yeah. Then the walking in the tribes is you come with your gifts and walk in the call of God. And that's where many fail. Which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Now, but glory to God. Is now made manifest. What is made manifest is what? Light. By the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So it's all about Jesus. When you key into Jesus, you key in into the revelation of who you were and the capacity you have, the rights you have to the throne. You key into that. Now, the revelation of Jesus, not the Logos. The Logos, we are reading it. But the Rhema, the quickening word, which each time we come into his presence, God unveils that quickening word, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior. Jesus Christ. May the Lord continually appear unto his own. Amen. May we not just know him as one who will yet appear, who will come someday. May Jesus appear to you. Hallelujah. May Jesus show us the full content of the revelation of his fullness, of the power of his deliverance upon our lives. Brethren, I have silver.
I have silver.
I have gold. It was given me before the world began. And in the name of Jesus, through the revelation of Jesus Christ, which comes to me every time in which I live in his presence, I will begin to walk in the light of these ordinances. Then you know what's going to happen? I am going to know that death
is abolished.
Amen.
And had brought to life an immortality to light, what? Through the gospel. We'll capture this essence in John chapter 17. The book of John chapter 17. Now, ordinarily, it is seen as a prayer. The book of John chapter 17, go and read it again, read it again. This is a discourse between the Son and the Father. It was a discussion prior to the death, his death. And Jesus was making some emphatic and sure statements about our redemption. He was talking to the Father. Let's just read it. We not dwell on it, but let's just read it and see it as a discourse. Don't see that Jesus, if you see, put it as a prayer, it may not get the import, you know, because some people pray and it's not, it appears as if it's not answered. But this is a discussion. But it was made open to us so that we can hear what Jesus was talking to the Father about. Shall we read it together? So that as you read it, you see what he was discussing with the Father. Hallelujah. These words, from verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee. As thou hast given power over all flesh, that it should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee. Now he was praying, he said that we may know the Father. Our journey is to the Father. So cry in your heart, Father, I want to know you. That we might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Then he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Now, Christ's death is his glorification. He said something here. He said, I have finished. I have finished the work. Remember what God spoke about David. He said, I have found a man after David, a man after my heart. Because what? He will do all that I bid him to do. That's not the exact word. He will do all. All. David will do all. So the essence, when we go back to that Psalm 105, the essence why you and I were given silver and gold is to enlarge our capacity so that we can do what? All of the mind of God. All. That each and every one of us here will fulfill our calling. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Paul says, I've run the race. I have finished my course. Now is laid for me what? A crown. Brethren, it makes no sense if you run this race and you don't finish it. We must finish it. And you must pay attention to the silver and the gold which you received before the world began. It's a gift. It's a gift. God gave it to us. I have it. And that is why in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 it says, I can say, I have what? Redemption. I have what? I have it. In the book of Colossians chapter 1, I can also say, I have what? Redemption. Because it's given. Amen. Now that's the power of gifting. Because we are chosen. Out of the choice God made, he gave. Unto us, what? A child is born. A giving is a gift. Jesus is a gift to us.
Hallelujah.
And as we respond to him, we become a gift to the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Back to verse 4. I have glorified thee on the earth. Oh God, we stand in honor of your word.
Oh, yes.
Because our Lord and Master and our friend Jesus glorified the Father. We must, as a necessity, glorify you. And we will finish the work that you have given us in the name of Jesus. And now, verse 5. O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. The glory which I had with thee before the world was. So it was a discourse the Son was having with the Father before he went to the cross. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were. Look at thine what?
They
were. We've always been with the Father. And may our spiritual eyes open to see that. And thou givest them me. Hallelujah. God took you, brother Femi, and gave to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
God took each and every one of us and gave to Jesus. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Hallelujah!
Amen.
What did Jesus say about you? You have kept the word.
Yes.
Failure comes to not adhering strictly to the word. It's the word that gives life. They have kept thy word. Jesus says, I have kept his word. Now, who is it to lose? It is me. Because Jesus said, he upholds me by the power of his word. He says, I have kept his word.
Amen, amen.
And I have to come to that knowledge to keep God's word. To fight. Fight the good fight. Lay hold upon eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What verse was that? Six. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Thine they were. Thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Hallelujah. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified, what? In them.
Yes, Father.
And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep them through thine own name. Those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. In this journey, he says, none was feeble among their tribes.
Yes.
The tribe was one. It was 12 tribes. But each time they were one, they won victories.
Yes.
So it is important that we be one. One in the spirit. There should be no division in the mind, in the intellect, in anything. Do not look down upon any of your brethren.
Amen.
You are one.
Amen.
Jesus, when Jesus was speaking on, we are not perfect. But he spoke it. Because he spoke it, it will be.
Amen.
It will hold me up. The word of God will sustain me.
Amen.
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 How beautiful and how blessed it is for brethren to do what? Dwell together in unity. It's like what? the precious ointment. Then in the last verse, he says, there, the blessing. There, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life. So eternal life is a function of dwelling together in unity. Amen.
Amen.
Dwelling together. Let there be no schism, no quarrel. Well, and dwelling together can come from an individual estate. A man may be there and is scattered. He's a scattered man. His life is scattered. Your life has to be together as one man.
Amen.
Prep to run this race. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. What verse? 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Jesus knew he was dead. He had not even physically gone to the cross. He knew you and I would sit and read this discourse. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them. Set them pure. Make them pure. Remember Malachi chapter 3 verse 3. He will sit as a purifier of what? So, brethren, open your hearts. I open my heart. Let Jehovah sit. To purify every dust on my silver. To have my lamps trimmed. To purify the gold nature. You all have divine natures. Now, sometimes you catch yourself doing something you shouldn't be doing. Say, Lord, purify me. Sit in my life. Purify me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through thy truth. Thank God Jesus did this. Brethren, it is important that each and every one of us live a life of sanctification. He said, for their sake, I sanctify myself. So, live holy. You will see the power of holiness will affect persons, not just around you, but even generations. Now, you may look at my family, I'm blessed. It's not because of my choice or anything I had to do with it. But there was one skinny woman. Her name was Mary. She was my grandmother. It started from there. When she had the gospel many, many years ago in the village, she sent message to my parents. The only way she could preach, he said, leave the church you are going to. Then they were, I won't mention the name, they were attending an Orthodox church. Leave it. Go to Assembly of God Church. It was a Pentecostal church. That was the setting that gave birth to her knowing Jesus many, 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 many years ago. She must have been praying. And gradually, the daughter, who is my mother, and my father, who was the son-in-law, eventually shifted, and began from there. They began to teach us the way of Christ. But it started from one poor, single woman who got to know Jesus. And she took it with all her heart. And I know she must have prayed. Now, let holiness, holiness. There was a time I was on campus. You know, when you're young, I was thinking about, I said, why would I come and be tie myself in this kind of Christianity, you know. As I came out, I was walking. I saw a brother, we never spoke, and I was equipped just in him. I don't know what he must have done. Maybe he prayed, or he lived a sanctified life. I changed my course just seeing him. I don't know whether we said hello. Just seeing him. He said, I sanctify myself so that we can be sanctified.
Hallelujah.
Please let each and every one of us maintain his vessel in sanctification. You don't know what to do. Just coming in, knocking in a brother's house. You don't know whether I was going to commit suicide or was going to do anything dangerous. You come in. And the atmosphere is changed.
Amen.
Or maybe he was full of lustful desires. Immediately you came in, bam! Something lifts up. Because you chose to sanctify yourself in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, brethren, let's maintain our vessels in sanctification.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was not where I wanted to dwell, but let me just read it so that you go privately and look at it again. The discourse of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning you and I in our redemption story, what he talked to the Father about before he went to the cross. Verse 20, need I pray for this alone, but for them which also shall believe on them, believe on me through their word. So he's speaking to us because we have believed in the testimony of the apostles, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and love them as thou hast loved me.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let all the fellowships, let all the altars raised up in Canada be one.
Amen.
Be one.
Jesus.
Let no man have his secret agenda.
In the name of Jesus.
No private agenda. Just open up to the Lord. You know what private agenda do? It causes discord.
Yeah. Yes.
Have no private agenda. Just come to God. You live for your brethren.
Amen.
That they will be upright. Pray. Stay on the word. Fast. Sanctify yourselves. And once that is done, you don't know the hold you are having on your community. You know, the resurrection shall reveal many things. Many great things. Many people doing things in the secret. In the secret, God will come to say, faithful Samaritan. You know what God is looking for? Faithful. It's not the much you do. It's faithfulness. Brethren, let's be faithful. And let's don't be carried away by the gifts we have. Someone sent me a video. I listened to it. The man said, he said something that touched me. It's not that I didn't know, but it touched me. He said, the gifts we all have, the graces we manifest, it's just the way God uses us. It's just the way God chooses to use the person. But it doesn't answer to your holiness. It doesn't answer to your moral uprightness. That you need to walk. So if you see, don't be carried away by the gifts. Don't be carried away the way God uses you. It's the way he chose to use you. If I have vessels, I choose to use a plate to eat. It's the honor to that plate that day. I may flip through this and pick one. And I ate with it. The plate shouldn't be dancing, say, Master, ate with me today. I choose it. And make other plates say, you have no use in this house. In this, you have no use. I chose to use it. I just chose to use it. Sometimes you leave, my daughters want to say, I say, okay, no, I want this plate. Sometimes they take a small vessel, a small plate. That humble plate, I eat in it. That small portion that I ate that day doesn't mean he should not glorify himself over the other plates. It's the way God chooses to use you.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
So don't allow those things to move your head. Seek Jesus to be like him, to have abundance of silver, abundance of gold, and to walk anointed in the tribes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That none will be feeble. None will be. It will be a great estate. That we look in the family of God, no one feeble. That's what we are going to achieve by this message. In the name of Jesus, there was none feeble among the tribes. Hallelujah. Amen. 24, I'll read. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. Brethren, there's a knowing. A knowing. We've got to see that if time permits. And I have declared unto them thy name, the name of the Father. And will declare it. That is, he will continually declare it. So once the word of God is coming, it's the name of the Father that has been declared. Let no word come that doesn't glorify God, that doesn't declare the name of the Father. Amen. I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Amen. Now, talking about redemption. Let's see. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, let's just take one or two verses about redemption to know what it is. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 1. Amen. Exodus 12 verse 1. In this, we saw how redemption was instituted. Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take two of them, every man a lamb, according to the house, for their fathers, a lamb for an house. I'm not going to dwell on this because, you know, we are, just want to point, just a few pointers of what redemption is. A lamb for a house. Jesus, the Lamb of God. He took away the sins of the world. He took away your sins. He took away mine. Amen. A lamb for an house. The next verse. Oh. So, okay, let me.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of months.
Amen.
It shall be the first month of the year.
I thought you were. Oh, so you moved away. Amen. Exodus chapter 12. Okay. The verse 4. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of their souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be what? Without blemish. A male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. And ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts upon the upper door and posts of the houses wherein they shall eat. Brethren, we have to magnify the blood of the Lamb.
keep striking it, the blood. You can't do anything without the blood. It is what provides us the entrance. Amen. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and the beet with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast in the fire, and his head with his legs, and with his pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded. Brethren, I'm not dwelling on these, because if I dwell on this, we'll be here so many hours. But as we read it, just have it in your mind that this is the redemption plan. And thus shall ye eat it. This is the way we are supposed to eat this sacrificial lamb. With our loins girded, shoes on our feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Amen. Now, in any portion we read, just cast a reflection on Psalm 105. That we have all been given silver, we've all been given gold, so that none of us will be feeble amongst our tribes. Because I have no time to explain anything here. But we will keep going. I know the Spirit of God will unveil as we read. Isaiah chapter 53. Just, you know, talking about silver, redemption. Amen. Isaiah 53, just the first few verses, 1 to 5. It says, who had believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. And as a root out of a dry ground, he had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, hallelujah, he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But what? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. The chastisement of our peace. Yes. Jesus died that you and I will have peace. Peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Receive peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. And with his stripes, we are healed. We come against every ailment. Every susceptibility to ailment. Your word says none was feeble amongst their tribes. Let the power of your word heal now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, silver is used to repair bridges. 2 Kings. Can you put it on there? 2 Kings chapter 22. Amen. Sorry, I am rushing a bit. I don't live here, so whatever I can, you know, that's why we are just reading, so that the Spirit of God will put it through. your mind, 2 Kings chapter 22, from verse 4. Let's take it from verse 4. Yeah, we know the story. Let's go to from verse 4. We'll read verse 4 to 8. Go up to Hilkiah. Let's read it together. The high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door have gathered of the people. Now, he may sum the silver. This is how we begin to walk. The silver which we brought in into the house of the Lord. So your redemption, the story of your redemption, bring it into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring it into the floor of God's house. Amen. Amen. Now, verse 5. Amen. Let them deliver it unto the hand. Mark it. This silver, where is it to be given? How many of us are doers of the work here? Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, silver, this redemption power, where is it to be given? To doers of the work, that what?
That have the oversight
of the house of the Lord. Every one of us here has an oversight. Don't say it belongs to the elders. Everyone is an elder. Kings and priests, he made us to be. That is why we have captains of tens, captains of 50, captains of 100, captains of thousands, captains of 10,000. But thank God, he comes with what? 10,000 of his saints. Give it what? To the doers of the work. Mind you, that have what? Oversight. Now, yeah, you see, there is no very strict order in this house. There are some people who may come, the door is locked, and they go. They don't come back again. And that person comes. He calls, Brother Daniel, I came. It's fellowship, it's supposed to stand 9 o'clock. It's 9:15, and the door is not open. In his eyes, already a stakeholder. He's already a stakeholder. He has a stake. And that person will come and just leave. Yeah. Or is this how they do in this place? He just leaves. Oh, I went there, they didn't even give me face. He just leaves. The other one, he comes, they don't give him face. You know, not giving, it's a perspective. Yeah. It's a perspective. The way you see. Maybe the way is the enemy made him see. They didn't give him face. Then he goes. He's not. He said the doers of the work. And them that have what? Oversight. You must, as a necessity, have capacity to walk in this house as somebody who has an oversight.
Hallelujah.
It has nothing to do with how long you've been a Christian. You can be one day born again. The only thing God opens your eyes to the vision. Now, the vision of this house is not just about this house. It's the vision of the mind of God concerning the destiny of his people. If you have that vision, you will care for one another.
Yeah.
The grace of oversight will come upon each and every one of us. Every one of us here is an overseer. We have oversight. And that's what redemption does. The power of redemption. The power of silver. It does. When you understand the redemption story, you will begin to have oversight in the mind of God, in the things that define our destiny. Amen.
Amen.
Have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it what? To the doers of the work, which is in the house of the Lord, to do what?
To repair
the breaches. To repair in the house. Sometimes there are breaches.
Yes.
What do we use silver to do? To repair. That's what we use silver to do. Hallelujah. The next verse. Hallelujah. Can you push to the next verse? Okay, let me. Oh, is it the, oh no. Unto what? Let me see the carpenters here. Hallelujah! Unto carpenters, to builders, to masons,
To do what? To buy timber and hew stone to what? Repair the house. Howbeit, there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt what? Faithfully. 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 There's some mindset. Some people will just wake up one day. All these sufferings. Who is keeping them? Who keeps them? How did they? How did they? I want to know. Just some wrong thought. Maybe he's thinking somebody is doing some manipulations somewhere. You know, and what? Yeah. For what? That's how they ferment. A little bit of trouble. You see? See? You see this? You see this? Hallelujah. That was delivered into their hand because what? There was no reckoning. Because they are faithful priests. Amen. Oh, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Oh God, help us to be faithful.
Amen.
Verse 8. Let's read it together. High priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the Lord in the house of the Lord. Gave the book to Shaphan and he read it. He said, when doing this, I have found the book. Revelation comes. When the carpenters, the builders, the masons are all working together. Yours may be carpentry. Yours may be a masonry. In the building of God's house. Of course, there are higher order of ministry. But we can't jump into that. Everyone must walk with the walking of silver.
Amen.
This is the walk of silver. That's the divine work of gold. Amen. Amen. But this is silver. We must put silver into practice. Amen. Redemption makes you look into yourself, looks at your neighbor, looks at your sister, your brother, and everything, so that all of us may grow up into him. Look at the discourse Jesus had in John chapter 17, talking to the Father and referencing you and I.
Jesus.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Go back to that John chapter 17 and read the discourse, especially the mind, what in the body, in his going to the death, what he began to, he spoke about eternal life. He spoke about unity. He spoke about we being in Christ. He spoke about revelation. I've given them the name of the Father. They know the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, honor, and majesty. Amen. Let it be ascribed unto you and you alone in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Brethren, quickly, I'll jump. Let's just go to... This is... I have to run to time. I don't know what's the time.
12:40.
Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I think I'll just round up. Just round up. Where do I cut? Where do I leave? Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, Revelation chapter 3. We will not be able to talk about the tribes.
It's 1:30.
It's 1:30.
So we have like around 40 minutes.
We have to leave by 1:30.
Oh, okay, but we can't leave exactly here 1:30. We just have to close by 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 3. How do you transit silver into the gold nature? There is a call to walk into the estate of the divine. We've seen what silver redemption does. How it raises up, you know, carpenters, masons in the house, and we looking at the house of God, where it makes everyone a stakeholder, an overseer. That's what the redemption work, the blood of the Lamb, is supposed to bring you and I into that estate. Everyone is an overseer in God's house. Now, how do we transit? Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I counsel thee to buy of me what? Gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. The divine nature makes us rich. Rich in the word, rich in anointing, rich in the nature of God, rich in the goodness of God, rich in the power of God, but at a price. We take silver to buy gold. I counsel thee, Jesus speaking, to buy of me. Now, these we are redeemed persons he's speaking to. He said, in me there is gold. Buy of me gold. Yeah. You have to outgrow that silver. Now, when we say outgrow, it doesn't mean you don't come back to silver. There's no way you outgrow redemption. You know, we are redeemed. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It ever remains so. But to make a progression forward, to buy gold. To buy gold. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That thou mayest be rich and white raiment. Now, gold comes with clothing, the clothing of righteousness. You see, the garment for the high priest is for glory and for beauty. That's the gold raiment. For glory and for beauty. Thou mayest be rich and white raiment. So gold comes with it everlasting life. Thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eyes that thou mayest see. Amen. Amen. Then in chapter 4, he says, after this I looked, and behold, the door was opened in heaven. Now, the gold nature takes you above the realm of politics in the church, of discordant things in the church. It is a realm to come up. Glory. To come up what? Hither. When you buy gold of Jesus, he says, come up. Come up. The eyes open, and we begin to come up. A door was opened. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the door that has been opened to us. A door into your nature, of to walk in your divine nature. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, a trumpet talking to me. I said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately, I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven. Now, the gold nature, you see, is for the throne believers. What you begin to see, behold, what is it? It's the throne. Yeah. His focus is the throne.
Yes, sir.
So the moment I wash my eyes, I buy gold. The next thing I see, heaven's open. What do I see? I see gold. I see the throne.
Yes.
Brethren, we are throne believers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he that said was to look upon like jasper, we begin to see God in various dimensions of his glory. Sat in stone, and there was rainbow right above the throne, inside like an emerald. And right above the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. Now, this is an estate of the divine. We must enter into, yes, concerning our redemption, the estate of eldership.
Amen.
Amen. In the scheme of divine things, clothed with white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Crowns of gold on their head. Thinking pattern has changed.
Yes.
The level, like someone said, and I said, Chira's level has changed. The level changes.
Hallelujah.
The moment you buy gold, the level changes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It comes into eldership. Remember, the silver was bringing carpenters, masons, and all that. But here, we come into eldership. Hallelujah. Not leaving the first. Amen. Because he says, they that rule amongst you will not rule like what the Gentiles do. But if anyone wants to be head, let him be what? His servant. So the servant leadership is always there. It's always there. You don't outgrow it. Amen. And out of the throne, verse 5, proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps. Oh my God. Fire burning before the throne. The Lord, I wanted to stay on this, but I can't stay. Which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass, like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, and round about the throne, were four living creatures. Some rendition make it. Living full of eyes. Before and behind. Lord Jesus, as we buy gold of thee, grant us access into light.
Amen.
That will be full of eyes. That
Amen.
Your church will be full of eyes.
Amen.
That the grace of eldership will walk in us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the first piece was like a lion, the second like a calf, the third the face of a man, the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, you all know that. And the four beasts, which each had of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest not day and night saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Brethren, it takes grace to come into that realm. It takes grace to say it. If sin lies within, you can't open your mouth to say holy. Never. Those words will destroy. Holy. God, we have a holy God. That power that he come with a rotten lips to say holy, the tongue will stick. You know, but that's not our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
No, those are for those living in pretense. Yeah. It's not for someone who wants to know God and he calls it that. If you live in pretense. Amen.
Amen.
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are, and we are created. Brethren, you and I, we are created for God's pleasure.
Amen.
Amen. And I saw on the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and at the backside, sealed with seven seals.
Yes, sir.
Now, the eldership are the people who bring the judgment to this earth. So, brethren, there's a call to eldership.
Amen.
A call to eldership. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals? And no man in heaven, nor on earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereupon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain. Hallelujah. The lamb standing. Oh, let the lamb continuously stand in our lives.
Amen.
The lamb of God that take away the sins of the world. Having eyes. Having seven horns. Seven eyes. Which are the seven spirits of God, and sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God
and by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Who were those saying this? The elders.
Now, these elders are not some mystery creatures. They are you and I. They are you and I. Look at in verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and hast done what?
Redeemed
us. And has redeemed us to God by thy blood." So they are human beings. They are people redeemed. Talking of gold. Talking of silver. Hallelujah. Redeemed. They are not mystery creatures around the throne. They are you and I in covenant judgment, covenant relationship with the Father. As we grow up into Him, as we begin to experience the grace in silver, we begin to come into the realm of the golden. And in this realm of the golden, we appear before the courts of the heavens. In our prayers, in our judgments, in our revelations. And what we begin to see,
amen,
we begin to see the travail of when the seals were to be opened.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We begin to flush with our faces and bow and give glory to Him who went to the cross. Hallelujah. He stood as a lamb that was slain. He stood. Hallelujah. That lamb is standing in you and I. That lamb stands. The Lamb of God, He stands.
Amen.
Glory to God in the higher.
Hallelujah.
Redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And in 5 minutes, let me just talk about the tribes of God. We close. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Psalm 22. First of all, Exodus chapter 34, verse 4. Exodus 34, 4. Hallelujah. Now, before that, you know, the tribes, they got their names, and they were blessed in different forms. One, they were named by their mothers. Named by their mothers. Remember Leah and
Rachel.
Genesis 29, 30. Genesis 35, you read it. Now, the tribes also featured when Jacob blessed them in Genesis 49. Then they also featured when Moses blessed them. So the tribe have always been blessed.
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen.
So brethren, we must walk in the tribes. He said, none was feeble among the tribes. None. 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 Hallelujah. We must know our tribes. We must know the revelation, the anointing that guides us. Please, everyone, be in your tribe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. And he hewed 2 tables of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to the Mount of Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand 2 stones. Verse 4. Mm-hmm. Go down. Yeah. Exodus, 24:4. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and builded an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, the tribes speak of altars that are raised up to God. They speak about altars. They speak about prayers. It shows for you to walk in knowingly in your tribe, you must raise an altar to identify your tribe.
Oh, yes, sir.
Altars must be raised. Don't make any joke about it. Altars must be raised to identify your tribe. As you stay within that altar, raised up unto God, I am telling you, graces will begin to manifest, and you will know the tribe of your calling.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 28 verse 21. Exodus 28:21. Amen. And the stone shall be with
the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet, everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes. Glory to God in the highest. Psalm 122, I'm rushing here, but thank God I know you are getting it faster than I can even get it. Amen. Psalm 122, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I think I'll stop here. Let's just read it. I'll just pick and pick and pick. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. With a what? So the tribes, they go up. One thing about the tribes is that we go up.
Amen.
Not where the individuals go up. The tribes, they go up. Hallelujah. So when we come together, when we identify, remember John 17, Jesus praying that we should be one. As one, we become tribes, nations. Nations to break down the rule and authority of the enemy of God. The enemies of God. Then we begin to walk compact. Amen. Together. Whether the tribes, well, Joseph is built as a city that is compact together. Hallelujah. Come on to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. To the heavenly what?
Jerusalem.
To what? An innumerable company of angels. We are to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. And to God, the judge of all, and to spirits of just men made perfect. And to Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant. And what? To the blood of the sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of it. It is to this we have come. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is what? Compact together. With our what? The tribes to go up. The tribes of the Lord. The tribes of the Lord. We are all seated here.
Yes.
Unto what? The testimony of Israel. Hallelujah. When we go, what is the testimony of Israel? The testimony of Israel is to rule. The testimony of Israel is Jesus Christ. The testimony of Israel is the resurrection. The death and the resurrection is our testimony. If we don't have the resurrection story, we have all men most miserable. Hallelujah. To the testimony, to give what? Thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones, brethren, when the tribes go up. There are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. On and on, could you? Yeah? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Brethren, as the tribes go up, a prayer burden is raised. What happens? Prosperity. Peace within our walls, prosperity within our palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee.
Amen.
Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good.
Amen.
Let God be magnified.
Amen.
Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Sorry, I couldn't. Let's just begin to pray. Say, Lord, I want more of your silver. I want to transit into gold. The nature of God. The nature of God. And I want to put myself together by your grace so that I can walk within the tribes. The tribes of God. The tribes of God. Everyone here has a tribal calling. A tribal calling. In our oppression on the earth. But when we get there, we no more tribes. Hallelujah. We are one family with God. Hallelujah. But in our walk, in this redemption story, brethren, let our walk be full of silver.
Amen.
Be full of gold. And let us walk within the tribes.
Amen.
Within the tribes. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray. Say, Lord, enrich me with your silver and teach me how to walk with silver. Teach me how to walk with silver. Teach me how to know how to operate in the silver as a carpenter, as a mason, as a builder, as one who builds the bridges. Repair the bridge as a bridge repairer. Brethren, there's so much in silver.
so much in the redemption story. Oh, that's why Jesus came, to loosen those who are held bound. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for the redemption story.